Yeah. Right.
Liam, that felt like the best performance for the last few weeks. What do you think changed and how did it change?
I think it was just the mentality. I wrote on the board before the lads turned up. Take pride in what you do, whether that's training, whether that's warming up, how you conduct yourself, how you act on the pitch, your reactions off the ball. There were six things on the board, like I said previously, and they hit all six today. First half, if I'm honest, we could have had seven or eight. Little bits of naivety, but the lads were ruthless. I said to the lads, be ruthless. Callum's obviously scored a really good goal and he earns his reward. It's nice to see that he actually goes and gets himself a goal, because he does stuff that not a lot of strikers do at this level and higher, and he'll work and run, he'll rat, and he's an absolute asset. So yeah, really pleasing for him. Kendall again, like I say, utilising the fact that he's really good in the air. So, and Brownie, obviously he's got himself into that position, it's taking pride in what we do, it's winning those first contacts. So yeah, like I say, it's a massive uplift considering the last four games. I said to the lads, whether we've got 30 games left or 3 games left, your mindset is exactly the same regardless, straight up to the end of the season. So you get on that coach on the last game of the season, you do everything right, and the lads were terrific today.
And that second goal was an own goal, but can we give it to Ollie Brown, because his dad's always on his case and he never scores?
He could have had a couple today, and Brown is one of them. He probably goes under the radar. He's a fit young lad. He's hungry to do well. He does the basics right, he knows what he's good at. And like you say, he's got himself into a position, he's got himself into a crossing position, he's whipped it across the box. Like I say, he's gone into the back of the net. So I mean, he'll probably try and nick it, and his dad will probably be in there telling him to have it. He's got that many fans here today watching him, he'll probably hope that he gets it. But yeah, he was really good.
Adam Dawson, it's his first start, I think. What do you feel he brings to the group?
Yeah, Dawson, like I say, he's got good quality on the ball. You'll see it in training, and when he's in tight areas, he's got really good feet. He's agile, he's quick on the ball. So probably been the hardest one in terms of obviously being gaffer, because I've known Dawson as a mate playing at Hyde with him.
Really?
Left him out of the team, and he's probably frustrated. His work effort these last 2 weeks to prove a point has been fantastic, and he's earned himself a start. And today, especially in the first half, he's been really good. He was really good for us, and again he's proved a point, and it spreads. I said to the lads, if there's a bit of negative energy flying around, it spreads like wildfire. Probably the last four games, when you're not winning games, you're not enjoying it, it happens. Today we've started on the front foot, we've got in there, and it spreads like wildfire, the positive energy. Lads have bought into what we want them to do, and as soon as one person does it, like I say, it's a knock-on effect. And yeah, really pleased with Dawson, because like I say, he's a good footballer, and you've just got to utilise him at the right times and know where he's good at, and today he was fantastic.
I believe he could play wide also in a number 10 role, is it?
Yeah, he's good at anywhere across that sort of three, in terms of you're out wide and in the 10. He's just very skillful, very technical, and you can have the luxury of people like that in your team if he works hard. He does the hard bits first. He knew today that before he could even start doing his fancy stuff and adding that little bit of quality in, you do the foundations, and everyone did that today, and it was working hard, first and second contacts, and being ruthless.
One of the strange things, although it happens quite a lot, is that when they went down to 10, we seemed to be less threatening.
Yeah, it's hard because spaces get bigger, gaps get wider, you get more time in the ball, and it's hard to switch that mindset of hang on a minute, let's just stick to what we're good at. You probably can sound by the sound of my voice and said to the lads, at times you've just got to do what you know is working. We played in good areas, we put the ball in over the back line. Kofi, Mikey, Gabs, Callum, people willing to run and chase balls, and it was fantastic to see. And like I say, second half it can become difficult because teams with one less keep hold of the ball a bit better, they're a bit more focused on ball retention and things like that. And like you say, you can fall into that trap of we're actually doing things that we shouldn't really be doing, maybe that, whether that's overplaying, whether how you bring the ball down, whether you just head it or clear it. So yeah, put me in an early grave, but tonight the lads probably did enough in the first half. Like you say, it's a 90 minute game, but over the course of the 90 minutes we did more than enough to come out on top today.
So, works off of working to come next week. I know that you want us to be relentless to the end, so.
Yeah, like I say, it's just a level of professionalism. I've always prided myself on it, and I think, like I say, the majority of the lads, if not everyone, is exactly the same. At the end of the day, you're getting paid to play football, so there's a lot of lads there that could go on to be higher and play higher. Everyone has the aspirations to play football, and you never know who's watching. You've got to be a level of consistency, and at the moment especially today in the way we've conducted ourselves today, that it's that we're at that level. So yeah, Tuesday, regardless of what you do on the Saturday, Tuesday's a brand new game. Don't matter if you've won 18-0 or you've been beat 15-0. Tuesday's a brand new game. It'll be a different type of game. We know what works up alike. Big physical team. We're still up there, like I say, pushing. So yeah, last game on home turf. Just want to give a bit of asset to the lads, give a bit back to the fans, the board, the chairman, the supporters, the volunteers. Days like this, when you get towards the back end of the season, give it 2 weeks' time, we'll all be missing that, those games, and we'll want to be back here. So enjoy it, because these chances don't come around often, and especially football's only a short career, so you've just got to take the most out of it.
And I was thinking, from an FC United point of view, you're down to 10 men, and then Michael Ifue comes on, you would be very happy, wouldn't you?
Yeah, Mike, he's probably another one, like I said. He's probably, I said last week to the lads, I said he probably hates me. Because since obviously taking over, he's probably not got as many minutes, but he's been really good since he came in, obviously under our old gaffer and Nipper and things like that. He was really good. Last couple of weeks, we've changed it depending on the team we've played in. And I said to him today, you'll get your opportunity, and the game is perfect for him to come on. Although he probably didn't get as much freedom as he liked, he did the hard bit. Okay, he tucked in, he helped Kendall out. He was narrow, he was compact. And he has that wow factor about him. He's a young lad who has that wow factor about him. So, yeah, really pleasing to see. Like I say, lads who have just bought into it, and I say this at any level, whether you start, whether you come on, the whole season needs everyone. And if you're not all on the same page, you're never going to get to the levels that you want to. So...
Again, from an FC United point of view, Paul Ennis playing for them still. I expect you've come across him a few times.
Chaz, yeah, really good mates with Chaz.
He's still a good player, isn't
he?
Yeah,
really good mates with Chaz. Like you say, he's just a kicker, very technical, very good on the ball, very fit individual. Does a lot off the pitch, and you can see that in terms of the way he gets around the pitch and things like that. He probably doesn't play his conventional 10 role anymore, but you'd have him in most teams, especially in this league and above. Yeah, Chaz, really good mate of mine as well, so it's always... It can be hard to flip that switch, but again, at this level, everyone knows everyone. And like I say, he's in their team. They're quite a young team. You can see that across the board, and you need people like Chaz around. Same as ours, you've got the likes of Pratty, you've got the likes of Jam, myself, Gabs. You've got lads there that can add that experience to the young lads, and like I say, hopefully they buy into it, and it helps propel them further.